Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
You were raised with them. You most likely share a last name.
Okay.
Your family, Tom.
Yes.
And there are things you know about them that no one else in the world will ever
know.
Which is why when they don't know little details,
yes,
it can hurt.
It's shocking.
I mean, look, we all may be guilty of this at some point, because it is amazing what you don't know about some of the closest members of your family. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, you talked to your brother earlier this week.
Yeah. My brother gives me a call in the middle of the week, and he's doing some paperwork. He's starting to fill some legal stuff out. He's getting up there. So he goes, hey, I need some information from you. And I go, okay. First he goes, it's Thomas, right? How do you spell Thomas? I go, like, Thomas.
Some people spell it T-O-M-A-S.
Oh, then he goes, do you go by Tommy or Tommy? I know. My legal name is Thomas.
Okay.
Then he wanted to know what my middle name was. I am named after our grandfather.
Oh. Okay.
Right. So it's James. Oh, okay. I'll just put down J. I go, how do you not know that I'm named after grandfather? Like, I have a pretty simple name.
Sure.
And I never met the dude. He did. This dude died before I was born.
Well, and your brother was around while you were born.
Yes, he's been around for all of it.
You would think he would remember.
He's the oldest. He's 79 years old.
So he was a teenager when you were born.
Yeah, when my brother went to college, I was 4.
Okay, so to that point,
yeah.
Kimmy's right. Like,
he was there for all of it.
He would have a memory of you being named.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Thomas James
Mule.
All right. Did that hurt your feelings?
I was shocked. And I had it on speakerphone, right? Mm-hmm. And even my wife was like, she made that face like, you got to be kidding me.
Did it also make you wonder what else they don't know about you?
I'll tell you what he doesn't know. Because he thought, now, I have had this job for 30, going on 32 years,
mm-hmm,
in the same town on the same radio station.
Mm-hmm.
He thought I did a sports show.
Well, look.
Do you know why?
Why is that?
He goes, well, every time I'm talking to you, you're always going to the that bar to do the Bills game. He's been up here. Uh-huh. He knows what I do for a living. He had no idea. He thought I'm on ESPN.
In his defense, I wouldn't listen to this show either.
Well, so. True. But he doesn't even know what I do directly.
All of this is surprising based solely on the fact that you two are actually way closer than most brothers.
I talk to my brother every week, every Sunday, like clockwork. I talk to him before he goes out to lunch.
I'm also surprised that he admitted it, because there are sneaky ways of getting that information without out and out saying, I don't have your middle name.
He ain't got no filter, bro.
But all he's got to
That I know about him for sure.
All he's got to say is like, oh, by the way, how do you spell your middle name?
Right.
And then you spell it, and you got it, right?
Yeah.
All right. First of all, I'm sorry that happened to you.
That's all right.
Second, the phone number is 252-WCMF. Is everyone guilty of this with their family members?
Yeah, because they don't listen.
Kimmy, what's your brother's middle name?
Frank.
What's your dad's middle name?
Edward.
What's your mom's middle name?
Rita.
Okay. Rita.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right. Tommy, here's the thing. I won't even run you through this, because even though you are the monster that everyone knows, you know every little detail about every family member you have.
Right.
You keep in touch with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weirdest thing. You hate everybody.
Yeah.
You don't value family in any way.
No.
Right? You crap all over everybody all the time. But
know
you can,
what you mock.
You can tell me like your great aunt's third cousin's middle name.
I know how everybody came to this country, what they were involved in, what was bad things they did.
It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right. The most common stuff you don't know about your family members that you should know. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I will tell you, the A number one thing that most people don't know, especially about their siblings, that would piss them off, what their job is.
Oh, yeah, describing their job.
The amount of people that have no idea what their siblings do for a living is astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say right up front, I am guilty of this.
Well, it's getting harder and harder. Like, back in the day, I mean, there was Or everybody like had a base job.
Or like a lot of people worked at the same place. Like, yeah. Like my dad and all of his siblings all worked at Kodak, so they all knew like where they worked, what their office looked like, what their job was, because they all worked for the same company.
I mean, you hear Kimmy say this. Mm. It was not that long ago that we asked Kimmy what her dad did for a living.
I told you I'm guilty of not knowing. Yes. I couldn't tell you what my brother does either.
Wait, you don't know what your brother does for a living?
He does something in technology.
Okay.
That's everybody now.
Yeah, it's like some kind of engineering role.
I do something in technology.
No, you don't. No.
I have a phone. I have technology.
The chair is too. We found out
I have I have a science chair.
He does have a science chair.
You have buttons now.
Yes, I have buttons and chargers.
Look, Kimmy.
I think I'm sitting on them.
To make you feel better. Right. Is that why you're smiling all day? I'm also guilty of this. You know how close I am with Ryan, my brother. He's told me what he does.
He said it in here.
Yes.
And I don't know what it is.
If you offered me $1 million, I could not tell you what my brother does for a living. I don't understand it, so it just doesn't stick in my brain. I know he works remotely for a company that is out of Boston.
But that's everybody. That's everybody with a remote.
Is it more bothersome to not know your brother's middle name or what they do for a living?
The middle names you should know because like that's part of your heritage. Like that happened before you got a middle name way before you got a job.
But nobody refers to their friends and family's middle names.
So one of the things I had these dick aunts, and every time they were pissed off at you, they would use your full name. Thomas James, come here. Like they'd yell at you like that. Like so you know like it was up. You were in trouble.
Okay, I get
so you. So we all were raised on that back in my day.
But for most other people, like, people will talk about their jobs to their friends and family members on a regular basis, right? Like, bitch about it. We still can't tell you what they do. The other one that people will be furious that you probably don't know, birthdays. And again, you're weird about this. You know everybody's birthday.
So I put all the birthdays in my phone, so I have them.
Okay.
I know your birthday. I know your birthdays are all on my phone. So when your birthdays are coming up, I know.
The phone does help.
It does, because now I can just put it. But I used to just have a ledger, I guess you'd call it, of everybody's birthday.
Mm. Kimmy, when's your brother's birthday?
October 2nd.
Okay. Would you be offended if he did not know your birthday?
I would hope he could at least guess around the time. Like, let's say he was a few days off. I'll give it to him.
Now, my brother didn't know my exact birthday, because that's the other thing I had to ask him. Mm-hmm. So my other brother and I have, even though we're years apart, our birthdays are within a day of each other.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Man, so what the hell was going on in your family?
I have no idea.
Was there like an annual like Cinco de Mayo party?
My dad had to be on a regular rotation.
Well, that would explain why you were born in July, your size and everything. You were saying, I'm sorry.
So he goes, what's your birthday? And I go, it's the 20th. He goes, 21st? I go, no, it's the 20th. Like he was questioning me. He goes, well, what my other one, what's his? I go, it's the day before. And then he goes, the 18th? No. 1920, man.
Look at how butthurt you
are. Well, it was like, I can't believe I'm having this conversation. And as he gets older, it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's also possible he didn't know any of this stuff to begin with.
True. Maybe he just never stuck.
But, like, you know, he really helped me out when I was doing stand-up. Mm. Like, you know, when I was first starting out, he came to the shows and stuff and all that. But nothing sticks, man.
All right.
He doesn't even remember nice. I reminded him of something he did really cool for me. And he goes, I did that? And I don't know if that's because of age or it just got.
Does that bother you because maybe it was something meaningful to you? And the person doesn't remember even doing it.
Right.
I guess I took too much pride in that, huh?
Hey, I didn't have to thank you.
But here's the thing. What? When it comes to birthday specific, 252 WCMF, I see you guys on hold. Tommy found out yesterday his brother doesn't know his last name, didn't know his
how
exact
I spell
birthday,
it,
or middle name, I'm sorry, his exact birthday, did not know it. When it comes to birthdays, if you have two or more siblings, there is a sibling whose birthday you don't know. I know my brother's is May 12th, because I grew up, like, we were close, 2 years apart. I know the third out of us, my sister Megan, her birthday is December 20th or 30th, but I only know that because it's the day before New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but you celebrate these every year.
I could not tell you my younger sister.
Okay, so maybe the last one always gets forgotten because you were the last one.
Okay.
So maybe your siblings.
And there's a big gap.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you send happy birthday, like, text to everybody in your family?
Yes, but I have to wait for the family text for my youngest sister.
To get the reminder.
Okay. And it's, again, it's not like, it's not out of, like, malice. I don't have enough space for four birthdays.
Because I send everybody a happy birthday, even like extended relatives, right?
Okay.
And my ass will get chapped if I don't get one back.
You're such a bitch.
I remembered yours, and I'm the adult here, man.
Why does it matter? Who cares?
No, some punk-ass sister child should know my birthday.
Punk-ass sister child.
Yeah.
One of my favorite...
Also known as a niece.
One of my favorite Guns N' Roses song. Whoa, punk-ass sister child of mine! 252-WCMF. I'm sorry. Mike's been sitting forever. Oh. Kimmy, I'm sorry. He's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, morning. How are we doing today?
Good, Mike. What do you got?
Hey, so I think Tommy's missing something here. Like,
what did I miss?
Like, how old is Tommy right now?
I'm 65.
107 years old.
So that makes his brother like 100, right? So
he is 79.
79. So, yeah, he's, you know, at that point, right?
So you're saying so. It's all, because Tommy had brought that up, you're saying it's all age, that's why he's
I don't know.
It? It's got to be age, you know. Tommy being an alien child, it's got a brother that's 100 years older than him, you know, so whatever.
Hey, Mike, you got any siblings, bud?
I do.
Can you name all their middle names?
I can.
Do you know all their birthdays?
I have one sister. I know her middle name, her birthday. You name it,
all
I
right,
got it.
One sister ain't fair.
Yeah, that don't even
boo,
count.
Boo,
yeah,
know, boo.
Count, but you know, I didn't have those alien parents and alien children that are having parents, you know, kids. How old were his parents when he had them?
How old were your parents when you were born?
I think my father was 40 and she was probably 36.
But you don't understand, Mike. His mom was a piece of ass until the day she died, so I don't blame him.
My mother was tight,
that.
Man.
I heard that.
My mother had a beautiful body.
I mean, she was.
Well, yeah, now it's like decayed.
No,
but
I
look what you did. I blame you for this.
She had one of them firm auburn bodies back from the Depression.
But she got it in the prison. Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good canned heat in that can. Right, how about this?
What?
I'm sorry, Kimmy, you were going to say something before I took Mike's phone call.
It'll come back to me.
Okay. As Kimmy is trying to remember how to eat hamburgers and what she was going to say.
Yes.
There are other people that are supposed to be just as valuable and important in your life that show up along the way with your siblings.
Oh, sure.
How much should you know about your family members' partners?
All right, so my in-laws, like my
sister-in-law. Your brother's wife, your sister's husband. That's
yeah, I know. I'm pretty deep.
Okay, so again, you're an anomaly.
Yeah. Because I was friends with some of them, don't forget, coming up as a kid.
All right, Kimmy?
I mean, I'm lucky because I only have one to keep track of.
So you know your sister-in-law's birthday?
Yes.
Are you brave
only
enough?
Only because, and you know what? Here's what it is. It's only because it's really close to my brothers.
Okay.
So I kind of, like, they always celebrate together, so it helps me remember when, you know.
Do you know what she does for a living?
Yes.
But over that's your an easy brother? One. Over your brother?
Yeah, but she, I can explain what she does. I can't explain what my brother does.
I can tell
He's
you
a physical
where,
therapist.
I can tell you where ex-sister-in-laws now live.
All right, I'm going to deviate from the conversation.
Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Hear me?
Yeah.
That's how deep a cut I am.
Right. That is a pretty deep cut.
I'm starting to get mad at you right now.
Why?
There have been 100 times on this show where we are talking about a story. I will read you a detail from the story.
Yeah, but you talk so damn
I will
bad.
Say another sentence. No, Kimmy gets all of it. Yeah. And then I will look back at you and you will ask me exactly what I just told you.
Tommy, what did I say?
We will do a story. We'll do a story. It's also what your mom sounded like at Auburn.
Wait, I thought it was her butt.
Yeah, that's how.
So her cam makes such noises.
You killed him. He's dead.
You killed me in a new chair, man.
So I can't.
Yeah, you can't. You
no,
can't lean
too,
as much.
It's too slippery.
You yeah, much like your mom.
Okay.
I will tell you something that you can't remember 30 seconds later.
Yeah, I know.
And you are going to give me details about ex-sister-in-law.
I know how like my cousin, why my cousin got divorced, where she ended up, where my brother's ex now lives. I know, yeah, all of it.
Your
I
brain
know.
Is not normal.
I know.
I think I have one. That a lot of people may be embarrassed to say they don't know phone numbers.
Yeah, I don't
phone
know.
Numbers.
Like,
I'm
do
out
you
of,
know
I'm
your
out.
Significant other's phone number?
No.
I know my wife's.
Do you know your daughter? Because your daughters have phones. Like, do you know everybody's phone? Because there was a day where you knew
them.
Everybody's phone number.
So,
or, like, you know, could memorize it. And I don't, I always forget.
So I've been doing my best to memorize my daughter's phone numbers just in case of, like, you know, emergency.
Yeah.
But numbers don't stick with me to begin with.
Yeah, I'm struggling. I don't know my brother's. I know my dad's because he's had the same cell phone number since I was like 13.
So when we were on the road back in the day, well, you had cell phones by the time you were on the road?
Towards the end.
So I knew area codes like crazy because you had to call all over the country to get work. So I just knew area codes, but that's all gone. It's completely gone.
Oh, you still don't? Like to this day, if I get a spam number, I know exactly where it's
coming from. I can identify some of them.
Yeah, based on the area code. I'm also really good at area codes. Two guys good at area codes.
Put us on a game show. talk about my mom's butt making noises in the Auburn prison with her firm body.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
This story comes from a flight. It was a 14-hour flight.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes. And it involves a toddler and a woman who has nothing to do with this toddler.
Okay.
All right. So according to this story, it's a video that went viral on TikTok this week. The video was being filmed by the passenger next to the woman who becomes the victim.
All right.
All right. So the mother of the toddler had fallen asleep on the flight.
Okay.
The toddler, while mom was asleep, got up and started walking around the cabin.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. So mom has passed out. She does not know her daughter is walking around the cabin. The toddler at one point somehow got a metal fork that was being used for meals on this 14-hour flight.
Okay.
On video, she walks up to this woman she does not know and randomly stabbed her with the fork.
Holy Christ.
Just stuck it in her.
A little kid.
Oh, so little kid.
She did damage.
Like three. Oh, like three
my
or four.
God.
Stabs her with the fork. The woman freaked out.
Well, she took your kid just forked me.
So she was wearing like slide-on slipper sandals.
Yeah.
She took it off and held it up like the kid was a roach, like she was going to hit her. She then started yelling, she's over here stabbing people with forks. She just randomly stabbed me with a fork. So the hostess on the plane, the stewardess, can be seen trying to grab the fork from the kid.
To wrestle it away from the kid?
Another stewardess is trying to wake the kid's mother.
Yeah.
The aggravated passenger, like I said, holds up a sandal.
The one that's been stabbed.
Okay. She says, quote, I'm talking about the toddler, I'm going to F her up. I'm going to smack the S out of her. Meanwhile, the woman filming, you can hear her giggling behind the camera.
I mean, it would be quite the scene.
Yeah, I don't know how I would react if some little kid stabbed me.
Yeah.
Now, she's three.
I mean,
I understand that, but
adorable,
I don't know.
By the way.
You're right. And
kid.
It would be hard to be mad at a kid, but she did stab you. I'd be wondering where the hell the parrot is.
Yeah, I'd be screaming, come here and get your effing kid.
It doesn't seem like a plane doesn't seem like a place where kids would just be running around without any supervision.
Yes, understood. But the funniest part of this video might be kid is still, no, they don't get the stab on video.
Yeah. Yeah.
The kid is still like hanging out next to the woman. After she stabbed her.
Like that, know what she did?
I don't know if she didn't know, but she stabbed her and just is like standing there like a kid does, like doo-doo-doo, while this woman is flipping out.
God.
All right. Who's the bigger dick? The 3-year-old stabber or the woman who threatened to F up the toddler with the fork?
I can't call a kid a dick.
You can. It's a free country.
I can't.
We live in America.
But I can also see myself losing my temper because I'm in pain. I don't know how deep this stab is. Like, if it stuck?
It didn't stick. The girl still has a fork in her hand.
All right. But God damn, man, that hurts.
Yeah.
I think I would MF that kid. Just MF.
The kid?
The kid. Well, in the moment,
understand, like, shouting something out in pain or shock, because you don't know where it's
going to
happen.
No, I might say, what the F are you doing,
but
kid?
But so you would say that to a 3-year-old?
Yes, in shock.
But
not
you're
like
going to look like the dick.
No, I wouldn't go walk around, like, point out, hey, little MF, are you so adorable? No, but if I got stabbed, I go, what the F did you just do, you little bastard?
that would make you a dick.
You an unloved child.
Because nobody saw, I'm guessing most people didn't see what happened, so they're only going to see you mother effing a kid.
But in a moment, man, in a moment, that pain.
Yeah, I understand like the outburst initially, but once you find out it was a toddler,
can I put down,
you can't be mad at the kid.
All right, can I do this?
Yeah.
I won't yell at the kid. Can I start putting down the kid's mama for not watching the kid?
Better than the kid.
No, is that okay?
I wouldn't do it out loud.
Hey, where's your effing mother?
By the way, how passed
you
out was
unloved
this woman?
Kid with a bloody fork full of my blood.
So he doesn't.
Little bastard.
He doesn't know what's about to come.
What?
All right. Again, we're talking. What's coming? We talk about this video.
Rogue stabbings.
Well, not so much the stabbing. Look. If you have a child, nephew, niece, grandson, granddaughter, whatever, there will be some point where that kid causes you an immense amount of pain.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And the it will
unintentionally hurts you.
As a man, it most likely comes from a shot directly to your genitals.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One of your grandchildren is going to haul off, punch you, run head first.
Like I'm going to be in pain.
You will be doubled over in pain due to the genital shot that that child gives you.
Yeah, but I'm going to say something.
Better not say nothing.
Yeah.
You better not say nothing. Because even in that moment, if you're all in the backyard, you're all playing, and he takes a wiffle ball bat and hits you in the, you know what?
Yeah, but I always curse when I'm, my initial thing is to swear.
You better fix it. It's
How do you fix it?
Look,
grab my own nuts?
Start saying fudge, or, you know, you got to get used to it now.
It's going
to
happen.
Yeah.
I'm warning you right now. It's not if, it is when.
Dang it.
Well, I could swear in general,
Holy
though,
cow.
Right?
I would start to phase it out, depending on how your stepson feels about it.
Yeah,
no,
stepson,
but let's say you really hurt me. Yeah. I can't say, hey, that really effing hurt.
I wouldn't.
No.
Child. I never did. I there are three vivid memories I have of my daughters putting me on the floor with genital shots.
Yeah.
And every time. My daughter, I mean, I told you, she knocked my tooth out.
Yeah, but you
can
swear at your own kid.
No, they were young when it happened.
And they still don't mean to do it.
I know, but it still hurts.
And like even this kid, granted, she intentionally stabbed this woman. I don't think she understood what she was doing.
True.
Right? Maybe this woman just looked delicious.
All right, can I if my grandchildren hurt me, can I blame the parents?
Yeah, I would do that.
Can I cuss the parents?
Yeah, that seems like a pretty good idea to cuss at your stepson and daughter-in-law.
I can't do that.
Over their kid hitting you in the dong with a wiffle ball bat.
So I got to just roll around in pain? And cuss the nobody?
Yes. Yes. Look, let me put it this way. My daughter almost cost me an eyeball. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were in the driveway playing street hockey, and it was my fault, right? Because I was running around like having fun with her. But she put the stick up. It caught me here.
Oh, yeah.
It cut me.
It is always funny when you see dads flip out with a game they started. you kind of did it to yourself.
But it put me
you
on my...
took it too far.
Give me, it put me on my knees. Yeah. I was bleeding. Yeah. I was inches away from losing that eye. Mm. That eye would have split in half. And I did not curse.
That's good. I don't think I have that kind of fortitude.
You're going to have to. Because your wife will never forgive you.
Yeah, but I also have like a low threshold for pain or being irritated.
Figure it out. Figure it out.
And do it now.
All right.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.